the scrum. Who's got it? Arizona recovers. Oh, my goodness. It's Wilson who came out of the pile with it.
I think in all of our losses, the preparation we've had has been great, but teams are playing us different and doing things differently, and we need to adjust a little better, just showing different looks and kind of than what we were looking at on tape. So just got to adjust and get them down.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Yeah, that's Kevin Burkhardt on the call, and you know what? That was Nick Bosa you just heard from after the game talking about adjustments and you know, teams are playing this differently, and we need to adjust. So another year and another Nick Bosa soundbite throwing coaching staffs under the bus. And you know what? I'm quite tired of it. I'm quite tired of it because last year, Shanahan allowed it to happen. He allowed Bosa, Warner, and multiple players to throw Steve Wilks under the damn bus. And it was criminal. You don't do that publicly. But they did it anyway, and the fans ate it up, and everybody went, had their pitchforks out for Steve Forks. And I don't even say Steve Forks is great. He had to go. I get it. He had to go. But here we go again after another tough loss, hearing from a guy who held out of training camp, showed up 3 days before the Pittsburgh Steelers game, entered the bye week saying, hey, you know, I'm still experimenting. I'm still working out some of my moves. Had 3 sacks going into the bye week after signing a 5-year, $170 million contract extension with the $122.5 guaranteed 50-inch signing bonus. And I got to hear from number 97, Nick Bosa, throwing his staff under the bus once again. How about you beat a double team? How about you make an impact play in the fourth quarter? How about you do something, Nick Bosa? How about you play the run? How about you not dive in on the RPO to head cutoff, which allows Kyler Murray to run one for 45, 50 yards? I am so over Nick Bosa just making excuse after excuse and throwing people under the bus. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. How about you go out there and make a play? $170 million, man. How about you go make a play? 2 years in a row, I got to hear this guy make an excuse about the coaching staff and throw them under the bus? Nah, that ain't. I'm not flying with that. How about Nick Bosa on Friday, on Thursday night against Seattle, where Brian Burns and Thibodeau and Lawrence went up there and dominated? How about you go get a couple sacks for me, Nick Bosa, and make sure, can I get a pass rush for number 97? I'm sorry, dude. That bugs me a lot when I hear this guy, the highest paid player on the team, talk about adjustments. How about you make an adjustment and get after the damn quarterback or stop the damn run? Come on, Bosa, be better.
I agree that he needs to play better, but I'm being dead serious. Is he wrong? This team has failed to adjust. I'm not saying he should say it. I think what you're making, the bigger point you're making is I agree with, right? Which is like, stop doing this. Stop airing out the dirty laundry of the locker room. I agree with. Is he wrong, though? In the sense of, like, I haven't seen a lot of adjustments. Like, whatever happened in the second half, they did run the ball right down our throat. They did get whatever they wanted in that play action, that little boot and throw. We didn't really adjust offensively. It felt like we couldn't finish drives. And you can say, Joe, they didn't have the kicker or whatever. Like, they kept stalling out before the kicker got hurt. They kept stalling out.
1-6 in the red zone yesterday.
I feel like Ayuk is being used only between the 20s and not inside the red zone. And I'm like, well, wait a minute here. Like, he's cooking. Yesterday, was he not cooking? It was the best he's looked in forever. And he looked like he had juice in his legs. He was making contested catches. He was, you know, using separation. Brady is highlighting his stem to cut route, how he created 4 yards of separation. And I'm like, get that guy the ball.
I'm sorry. I got to focus on Bosa for a second. Pardon me. Because when it's time for winning time to make a play and impact the football game and make something happen, he didn't make anything happen. Instead, I saw the Terminator gobble up 7 yards of pop in the second half and ran with authority. Okay? Ran with authority. And Arizona had no teams. They don't care about running at Nick Bosa. Other teams, I see the Cowboys and other teams, they see TJ Watt. They see Myles Garrett. They see some of these other pass rushers, and they're like, oh, boy. Oh, we're not running that way. I get it, the adjustments, Nick Sorcer, but you know what? When Nick Bosa throws the previous defense coordinator under the bus.
That's fair.
And now you got Sorensen, who players said, oh, yeah, we're okay with Sorensen or whatnot. I don't want to hear from you. He's just throwing another guy under the bus. What do you want, Bosa? You got all the money. You held out of camp. You held the Niners hostage. You got $122.5 million guaranteed. Then you said you had a down year. It came here to the OTAs to make good. And how many sacks does he have? Two, three? What is he doing?
And not, it feels like nothing in the fourth quarter.
I get it with Sorensen.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not a Sorensen fan.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't see any exotic blitzes. I don't see any exotic coverage. It looks pretty predictable.
But I don't think the personnel is great on defense. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, this defense is not a championship-level defense. It's just not.
It's not.
They don't have linebackers. Right now, their safeties can't cover. The secondary that I thought was going to be elite coming into the season, it just hasn't materialized. D'Amon Lenore is. I think D'Amon Lenore is a hell of a player.
He's balling.
Charvarius Ward looks a step slow, and, you know, Yadam made a couple of plays. He's not on my list of people to prioritize right now. Pass rush is horrible. And stopping the run has been horrible. And the linebackers haven't been great. And the safeties aren't good. I think it's an old, slow defense that needs a full revamp. But that being said, to me, the offense didn't deliver in the second half. Both didn't play well. I thought the D did enough to win the game. You scored 6 on a block kick, for crying out loud. 16 points is not enough for my offense. When Kittle's making top dollar, Debo's making top dollar, Purdy wants to make top dollar. You know, Trent Williams wants to make top dollar every single year, it feels like. Ayuk came to play yesterday. No one was.
His route running was excellent yesterday.
Yeah, he was amazing. Excellent. I'm going to identify as Ayuk. But Jordan Mason ran hard.
But you know what? In a game like that for Brandon Ayuk, where in the first half he had 6 catches for 115 yards on 7 targets, so the efficiency was up for Brandon Ayuk, which was the case last year.
And one of them was an airmail by Purdy.
Right, yeah, which was great.
Yeah.
But he walks out of the game with only 8 catches on 147. So
not
he gets
enough.
5 more targets in the second half and just 1 catch on those. And Purdy was off yesterday. Let's be real. Purdy was off yesterday.
You know, he held the ball for too long, and people are going to say, well, they were dropping coverage. On the tip pass, the first tip pass interception, the first one, he had Kittle, and Kittle's like this.
Oh, I know.
And he waited. Again, he's a shorter quarterback, and this is the reality of playing it. And I like him. You know I'm a big Brock Purdy fan. I'll cape up for him. I'm saying, like, the people listening, like you know I'll cape up for him.
No.
But yesterday he didn't play good, and I thought he missed Kittle in the flat early. Then he tried to, like, step up in the pocket and throw to him. It got tipped. I thought the linebacker was going to come and at least bat it down, if not intercept it, had he did not get tipped on that play.
Let's get to the Lions, man.
Purdy did not play well yesterday.
No, he didn't play well at all. 38 minutes into the show, I got to get to the Lions. Go to